Cap initiates the conversation before the beers arrive. "This situation," he says, "is like the saying about bankers. It goes, if you owe the bank $5,000 and can't pay, you've got a problem. If you owe the bank $5 million and can't pay, they've got a problem. Well, in this case, I feel like the banker with the problem. The problem, of course, is you. You see what I mean?" Cap pauses and appears to expect a response from Ralph. So Ralph says, "I do. I understand what you're saying. But I'm sure we can work something out." Cap presses, "Do you have a plan?" Ralph, "I've decided to quit gambling." Cap is dubious. "Very admirable. You're a compulsive gambler. What makes you think you can do that?" Ralph is dismayed by this turn in the conversation. He's not stupid, and the idea that he may be compulsive, what some people call addicted, has crossed his mind. But he has long kept the thought buried beneath a mountain of denial. Over the weekend, however, the protective topsoil of rationalization and excuses has been eroding quickly under the monsoon of adverse circumstances that presented themselves in Chelsea. Now his defenses are crumbling further under fresh assault from Cap. The pressure on Ralph's stress circuits is nearing overload, and he really doesn't want to pile on the burden of an acknowledged clinical compulsion. Ralph says, "I can be a pretty determined guy." Cap is unimpressed. He's seen this before, often. "You still haven't given me an answer." The beers arrive. Ralph takes a big gulp, then says, "To what?" He's stalling for time, but merely succeeds in irritating Cap. "Do you have a plan to pay off your debt?" says Cap with an edge. "I thought we'd work something out right now." "Okay," Cap says. "Let's start with the fact. Right now, your nut is $3,478 per month. That's pure interest." Ralph is surprised. "That's less than I owed the chief." Cap lays it out. "That is because I bought your account from the chief at half of the nominal value. I don't upcharge on the initial amount upstanding. But when you fail to pay the monthly interest in full at 100% annual rate, it will mount up quickly. You can trust me on that." Ralph chooses his words carefully. "I don't see how I can come up with $3,500 every month. When I was with the chief, my plan was to win some bets." Then Ralph has a brainstorm. "Any chance that you can get me set up with someone else so that I can win enough to pay you back?" Cap is bemused. 45 seconds? 50 seconds? Ralph doesn't get it. He has a puzzled expression. So Cap explains. 50 seconds ago, you declared the end of your gambling. You were determined, you said. It sounded like a commitment. Now you want me to set you up. Some commitment. Your commitment had the half-life of an exotic atomic particle.